Welcome to Mrugashira, a podcast that communicates with communicators. It's brought to you in association with DigiTales. I'm Radharadhakrishnan. Let's begin. Last week, Amazon India added 4 new Indian languages. It helps now to provide online shopping access to about 300 million customers. The 4 languages it added a Kannada, Malayalam, Tamil and Telugu. Yes, all 4 South Indian languages. This comes ahead of the festive season that accounts for a significant chunk of e-commerce sales in the country. In fact, last year, Amazon had also launched an automated messaging assistant in Hindi. 2 years ago, Google had introduced voice search in 9 Indian languages on Google Assistant. Today, Hindi is the second most used assistant language globally after English. We know the language diversity in our country. But what role can Indian language play online? Has Indian language finally found its voice online? I spoke to B.G. Mahesh. Mahesh pioneered digital technologies in Indian languages way before Digital India Charter took place. Till recently, he owned India's largest multilingual portal, oneindia.com. In fact, Mahesh's digital journey started way back in the US in 1992. It started with mahesh.com. In 1999, he moved to India and launched indiainfo.com, one of the earliest portals to focus on Indian languages. He built India Info as a media venture that used technology smartly. You can, in fact, follow Mahesh on mahesh.com. Incidentally, he also owns the domain karnataka.com. Here is my chat with Mahesh. Hi, Mahesh. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Radha.
This whole conversation about Indian languages, right, and the importance of Indian languages is something that has come to the forefront in the last probably 4 years, 5 years or so, even from a media point of view. Even though when newspapers were, any Indian language newspaper outsold an English newspaper, even then the conversations around, you know, the importance of languages in India never came into picture as much as it has come today. But you are one of the few people and very early entrants who spotted the need for having Indian languages way back in 1999. So I just wanted to understand, how did this language affinity grow in you? And what do you think is happening with Indian languages today?
So if we have to, so go back about 20 years and it is 20 years now if you see. Okay, then see, in India, as you know, we had only a dial-up modem.
Correct.
Okay, in India and in the world, and I think we all recall that sound when we connect. And while we were browsing, it used to drop off. And obviously, all this was there only in the cities. Now, when we started in 1999, I think because since I came from a home where, the language importance was there, actually, we all at home were, subscribing to the Kannada newspapers. And we were seeing, on the TV, we used to see Hindi, Kannada, Tamil, because my mom and dad were in Calcutta. We were also seeing Bengali movie. So I was seeing that there was a lot of traction in the media for non-English. And by not 99, maybe in 2000, the language newspapers were already uploading their news as a scanned copy. So you could actually browse what now you have your e-paper. That whole thing was being scanned and put. According to me, it was very, very hard to read. to begin with. So in about 1 year of operations, while we had planned, in within 1 year of launching India Info, as you know, we all sat, including you, and we said we have to launch the Indian languages.
Correct.
And it was a bet. It was a bet. I think if you see about 20 years ago, anything you actually did was a huge gamble. We don't know what meets, what doesn't meet. And we thought that we got to focus on, actually publishing, the content in Indian language. Mm-hmm. There were challenges, obviously. You didn't have access to people, the journalists, you joined. And, we had, the people joining us where we had to, where you explained to them and how it should be written. And now I was explaining to them what is internet, what people are interested. It was hard because, at that time you didn't have Google. You had, you had few search engines, but they were not anywhere close to Google.
Okay.
So it was a new, actually, concept. Most of them had never browsed.
Hmm.
Nobody had access to internet. So it was a new thing and everybody was very excited to learn and thing. And to find someone to move from the print to the digital was very hard.
Correct.
Okay. Because about 20 years ago for you to find a journalist who had a job in say Hindu or Deccan Herald means, we're all set, we'll be there forever, there'll be no problems. And if anybody would leave and come, then they had to answer everybody, why are you leaving? What is this .com and all that? So it actually started like that. Because I had experienced abroad that there was a need, there was a demand, for the language content. I said, okay, how about we start on it?
We are taking a short break. Stay tuned. Welcome back. We are in conversation with B.G. Mahesh.
Now, recently, we both, we were in fact exchanging some conversations also around Amazon launching voice search, right? So from that time to now, how much has, Indian language technology itself has moved online? Whether it is by way of search, for example, or whether it is by way of translation, or now the voice-based services. How much has it changed?
I think, in 20 years, the amount it has changed is a lot and for the good. Now, while for a long, long time, we had, the content which was in Unicode, actually, it was not, searchable.
Hmm.
Okay, it was on Google, but it was not searchable. So, sites like ours, whether India Info, or One India, to a large extent, most of the traffic we got was direct traffic. It was never from search engines.
Mm-hmm.
I think we had only about 8%, 10%, from search engines. Now, of course, everywhere it has increased. Now, so it was good. And, we have many people, say, even people like me, I can speak, few Indian languages, but I'm not able to read and write. I can read, but I can't write.
Hmm.
So, now things have changed. But at that time, I could have, if it allowed me to search in English, I could say and say, I want this in Hindi.
Hmm.
The result, it should go and search for, the same article, which will be in Hindi. So now all that has improved a lot, number one. Regarding the voice search, I think it's very, very important. I think, we saw that it's not only in language, in English also, I have seen everybody when they go to a search engine, they actually speak and they actually search because nobody wants to type. And especially, again, as I said, when it will be, when it will come to an Indian language, people can read, okay, but they're not that fluent in writing in that language. So only the voice will actually come to your rescue. I am speaking here about B2C, for the publishers, how they increase the engagement with the end consumer and the reader with the help of voice. But in the B2B space, which we all hardly actually get to see, the amount of voice being used is a lot. Now, for example, we all know about bots.
Yeah.
So many of the banks or the actually consumer thing. The first few levels of the support happens with bots.
Correct.
Now, many of those are supporting where you can ask in the language.
That's interesting.
Okay, so yeah, so I mean that's a huge thing. So even for the end consumer, he feels that okay, you know, this like actually product actually cares about me. They want to hear my feedback. They want to hear my actually the complaint. And you know, otherwise you have to you know open an email, explain in your language. Instead, now I'm able to speak with the bot, and you have now fantastic actually companies in India. I mean, you know, if you see the entrepreneurs when we started and the ones who are now, I mean, they're far more bolder, you know, extremely smart. They're not afraid to, you know, go into new fields. They're not afraid to do new experiments. So it's an excellent thing. And of course, you will agree that in the last 20 years, the entire startup space has changed. You know, when we started, there was no, not about languages, about internet, like any precedent in India for you to lean back and see.
Correct.
Okay, this will work, this will not work. So now all that, in the last 20 years of thing, you know, people are able to see the amount of the funding is, I mean, it's a lot more. And the entrepreneurs nowadays are far, you know, they're much more educated. They have a lot more information. Okay. And I think that way it has actually changed a lot.
This brings me to my last question, which is that do you feel that there is going to be more hope and there is going to be more future for Indian language media compared to English media as we go maybe in the next 10 years or so? Do you see a lot more innovation also coming in that space?
See, the innovation will actually come in Indian language, according to me, I'm being blunt. It's not because they feel they're obligated or for the love of the language. Everybody is seeing the usage of English as saturated.
Okay.
Now they need to expand the market. Okay, they have to expand the market. They need to increase the users. Okay, so now if you see, you know, the same product, if they add that language feature, suddenly you see the user base will increase by, I don't know, about 15x, 20x, 30x.
Correct.
I mean, it becomes, you know, with a small amount of effort. So actually, I find it very, very, you know, surprising that in India, even the e-commerce sites, first, you know, they have launched only in Hindi. Okay, because I think they all need to come out of that, you know, that your narrow thinking Indian language is equal to Hindi.
Okay.
So, you know, it's Hindi and a lot more of the, you know, you are the force of the Indian languages. You have actually Bengali, Marathi, Assami and all of that. I do agree that, you know, they will have to launch where there is some amount of user base. They cannot launch a support where, you know, only some 100 users are there or 100K users are there.
Correct.
But after they launch Hindi, I don't know why they almost take year and a half, two and a half, three years to expand the number of languages they are actually supporting.
Correct.
You know, that part I'm not able to understand, because these e-commerce sites, they have the financial like actually backing, and for them to add that support, it is not all that a big deal. Now that, you know, like for example, now Amazon added, I think, Hindi support exactly about 2 years ago. And now it has been expanded to four more languages, I think. Four more languages.
Correct.
On the other hand, if you see the, you know, US presidential thing, right, the Democrat, the campaign this year, from the starting, you know, they're already having it in 14 Indian languages.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. But in India, it is being slow. So I'm just saying, but by adding this four or five Indian languages, or if they for any English thing, right? If they add about at least 4 to 5 Indian language support, the user base will increase at least by 300 million.
Hmm.
Okay, and they also need to look into, you know, they can't equate saying that, okay, in Hindi, if it clicks, only then I will go into the South Indian language.
Yes.
Because there is a chance for the kind of, the product, it may do well only in one language. I mean, I'm just giving a wild example that, say, for example, your personal finance, it may do well in your Tamil, but it may not do all that well in, say, Hindi.
Yes. Okay,
Hindi numbers are very easy because the size is huge. But if you look at the percentage, according to me, it will be, far more good or far more impressive in the South India, actually.
Thanks, Mahesh. Thanks for your time. It was a pleasure.
Sure, yeah, it's a pleasure.
Future of Indian language, or Indic, is very promising. It's a space we all need to keep a tab on. That's all we have in this episode. See you next week, same time. Till then, take care. Bye-bye.